Sports.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away. All the features you enjoy. In fact, you get to actually create the content, should you wish. You can go there and submit news stories right to the front page of our website. And you submit it, it appears on the site, and then will be subject to being voted upon. You can vote something up or vote it down, and you and the rest of the listeners and the users of the site will determine what is right there on the front page. And what's there on the front page is useful to us because, well, we're lazy talk radio hosts, and we like it.
When, it is useful, I'll tell you.
We like it when the crowd can do our show prep for us. And sometimes there's, like, really great stories there, thanks to our listeners. Top story right now, another privacy company opts to fire customers rather than bow to the NSA. Story submitted by Celestrian earlier today. Crypto Seal, a virtual private network that has guaranteed its customers would be insulated from internet surveillance, announced it will close down rather than risk exposure to government monitoring and the costly fees that accompany compliance. Crypto Seal issued a Monday statement indicating the company will still offer its VPN for business, but its consumer-only or customer-only service will no longer be available. For a small fee, an individual user can establish their own encrypted internet connection through a VPN service and reroute all of their traffic through that point.
Just like ProXPN.
Sounds a lot like ProXPN. According to their statement, quote, with immediate effect, as of this notice, CryptoSeal Privacy, our consumer VPN service, is terminated. All cryptographic keys used in the operation of the service have been zero-filled, meaning they've been purged. And while no logs were produced by design during the operation of the service, all records created incidental to the operation of the service have been deleted to the best of our ability. Essentially, the service was created and operated under a certain understanding of current U.S. law, and that understanding may not currently be valid. As we are a U.S. company and comply fully with U.S. law, but wish to protect the privacy of our users, it is impossible for us to continue offering the CryptoSeal Privacy Consumer VPN product. Monday's announcement is back to RT.com. The source of the story is hardly unique. A number of privacy companies have made headlines in the months following the revelation that the NSA in the U.S. has secretly forced internet and telecommunications companies to install so-called backdoors that will allow the government to access databases of emails and other messages. CryptoSeal's business VPN is not designed to block government access, and if the company is served with a pen register order, the NSA could technically access protected messages, SSL keys, and infiltrate other privacy safeguards. A pen register is capable of automatically recording a vast number of telephone numbers and internet access information. The statement goes on and to get a little bit more detail, but as you may recall,
yeah, this is pretty detailed.
You may recall, there was the LavaBit story that happened recently, which kind of hit the news in a very similar way, where Ladar Levinson, was the owner of that company. He had over 400,000 customers, I believe, and he just decided, rather than obey the NSA's demands, that he was just going to end his business. That, okay, fine, government, you can threaten me. I'm a business owner. I did get into business to service my customers, not the state. And if it's going to come down to where I have to put my customers at jeopardy because of the demands of the state, I'm just going to end my business because that's the best thing for my customers, is to end my business at that point.
He had to deal with some kind of legal repercussions afterwards just by ending his business, though, right?
Well, I mean, he was charged $5,000 a day for every day that he denied the state, but he did actually turn over the SSL to them. As you may recall, there was news about that where he actually printed the SSL.
Yes.
So the SSL is a certificate that verifies that, you know, you've got security on your site, as I understand it. And so it's kind of a key, right? There's a bunch of data in there. So he literally printed the file and then handed them the SSL on pieces of paper on 4-point print. So it would have been impossible, and a near impossibility for some bureaucrat to literally key by key type in every character in that that
it
SSL
is brilliant.
Key. So he complied with the judge's order by handing over the cryptographic keys, and I guess that bought him enough time to shut down his entire service.
Now, this
so
is
now another company's doing the same thing.
Yeah, this is interesting because both of those companies were U.S. companies.
Yes,
but ProXPN, when we spoke to Mike Strauss here on the air, I think we might have been on Edgington Post actually. He started his company outside of the United States and did it specifically because he's a liberty oriented individual and he was a little bit paranoid about the U.S. government coming
good
after
reason.
People. And right, you're only paranoid if. You're wrong, right? If you're right, you're just careful. And so I guess he was sufficiently careful is the way to describe it, and that's why ProXPN has managed to make it this far.
Yeah, and I'm really glad about that, and I was using ProXPN earlier today, actually. I did a little bit of technical support with ProXPN today, and they got back to me very quickly, and I don't think they know who I am because they've got 2 million customers, and their support department probably has no idea who they're advertising with. So I sent them a support request and saying that I was having trouble actually maxing out the upstream on my internet connection because we've been advertising ProXPN here as this unlimited bandwidth. When you've got the premium account, you're supposed to have unlimited bandwidth with which to use. Now, obviously, there's going to be some limits on bandwidth in that, you know, if so many people are on, then it can only be divvied up so many ways. But what I was having problems was I wasn't getting the full bandwidth that my cable modem was potential could handle. And so I asked them about that. I said, hey, guys, you know, what am I doing wrong? Is there some sort of setting that I need to check? And they got back to me, and they said, yes, you can change from one kind of VPN setting to another. They have two types. There's the OpenVPN.
Which is what Brian Sovereign here from Sovereign Tech recommends specifically using.
Oh, really? Well, that's the one that I don't want to use because it's the slower one. Maybe it's more encrypted or something like that. But PPTP is the other one, and they said try that one and see if that solves your problem. And it did. So I was able to get the full bandwidth on the upstream that I was looking for.
I know that makes you happy.
Yep. ProXPN.com/FT. Yeah, and I was also happy with the quick response of their support staff. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to get signed up for your free account that gives you a very similar service to what we were talking about a moment ago. It is a virtual private network that works through your internet connection or any internet connection for the most part, creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. So you put it on your laptop, you can put it on your smartphone. They've got apps for Android and iPhone, Mac, Windows. Now there's no app for Linux. I learned this today, Mark. Apparently there's no app, but there are instructions as to how you can set Linux up to use ProXPN. So whatever operating system you're on, this works for you, and you can get it down to $5 a month by using our discount code FTL20. That gives you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. So this can be very handy. It can be handy to protect you from snoops like packet sniffers over your Wi-Fi, or maybe you're at some sort of location like a coffee shop. You don't want their administrator to know, you know, what site you're visiting, or perhaps you are at a school or a workplace where they've got blocks in place, or another country where there are internet blocks in place. ProXPN gets around all that. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there for their free account. Now, there's some slight limits on the free account, like a limited bandwidth, and you can't use torrents. But when you're ready to go all the way up to premium, and it's only $5 a month, when you use our discount code, FTL20, they get you 20% off either the year package, which breaks it down to $5 a month, or there's also the monthly package where you can still get it very affordably. So again, that's proxpn.com/FTL, and you've got nothing to lose because there's a 7-day window after you sign up for premium where you can get a refund, full refund, so it's no problem, and there's not really much to risk anyway. $5 a month, no big deal. So proxpn.com/FTL, go get signed up.
But it's interesting that these U.S. companies are just falling like dominoes. Apparently, the government doesn't like that you might encrypt yourself on the internet.
Well, any other U.S. company that's still around, I question. I mean, if you've got a U.S.-based company offering privacy services and they haven't shut down their operations or haven't announced that, hey, we're no longer based in the U.S., we've gone over to, you know, some other country somewhere, if there's still a privacy company in the U.S. that's operating, I would question whether or not they are actually, you know, not compromised.
I wonder if the government can come after those people if they leave the their company leaves the U.S. Could they just still demand the records from the time that they were in the U.S.?
855-450-FREE. Well, as this company here, the Crypto Seal, that just shut down their service, pointed out, they did not keep logs. So part of their privacy system was that, hey, we don't log your stuff. So hopefully, if you're with a privacy-related company, they're not logging you. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset Jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com And everything that you'll see there is free. You can just click and download as many archives as you want. You can listen live or get interactive with other listeners in a variety of different ways. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of the features that we have there. So we've been talking about the NSA, and apparently there's another company that has bailed out. They've just called it quits. We're just going to shut down, they said. Well, now, they didn't shut down their business wing, but they shut down their consumer wing. It was one of those privacy companies. They shut it down, and they rather than bow to the NSA, rather than do as they were told and give the NSA backdoor access to their system. I think it's heroic, and I'm grateful that there are business owners who are literally willing to take a loss in order to protect their customers like this.
And it worries me that the companies in the U.S. that are offering services like this that haven't shut down at this point, because we've seen two now that have shut down. Rather
that we've
than,
noticed. Maybe there have been more, but yeah.
That's true. So we've seen at least two shut down. And it worries me the ones that haven't shut down. I mean, what's going on with them?
Indeed. So I've got some other NSA-related news here, and this is, I guess, is more tangentially. But, Mark, you posted this story to our Facebook earlier today. And, by the way, if you would like to follow Free Talk Live's Facebook, we sure would appreciate it. Also, we're on Twitter and Google+. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up or follow us in whatever way you like. Also, on the news.freetalklive.com page, you can sign up for our emails, and that's the way to get the most important information about Free Talk Live. Like today, I sent out an email announcing our two new affiliates, which will be officially welcoming this weekend because they are weekend affiliates. But you get the news first if you are on our email list, so go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that. But I saw you posted this story, and I thought, well, that's interesting because there's somebody here who is bitching and moaning on Salon.com, Tom Watson, about teaming up with libertarians. He says, don't do it. It's not worth it. He is bringing up the issue of the NSA, privacy and surveillance, and the gist of this piece here.
Government encroachment into your electronic freedom is not worth siding
right
with libertarians.
Look, we need help opposing government surveillance, but not this kind of help, is basically the viewpoint of this piece.
The funny part is that he goes on to list what libertarians sort of believe. He doesn't rebut them. He just sort of lists them.
Mm-hmm.
And as though that in and of itself is a sufficient indictment. I love that part.
Well, let's get to it here.
Hmm? Yeah, well, I mean, I just want people to listen in a certain way to this, is that, he lists these things. Like, basically, he says, we want government intrusion in your life in these areas. We as liberals or progressives or whatever term you want to use want government encroachment in these areas in your life. So don't get involved in the areas where you don't want government encroachment with the libertarians because we need government. The government encroachment is important enough that we'll put up with it anywhere in order to not deal with these people.
So, of course, he starts the article out with a header picture of Ron Paul, and then he goes on to the story. On Saturday, a coalition of critics of the U.S. surveillance establishment will gather in Washington, D.C. under the banner Stop Watching Us. And this story was, by the way, published yesterday. So this Saturday, Stop Watching Us, for a rally asking Congress to stop the NSA's unconstitutional mass surveillance. Participants will gather in front of the Union Station and march to the reflecting pool in front of the Capitol. Some of the biggest names in civil liberties and digital freedom of information will be there, including the ACLU, Electronic Frontier Foundation, Free Press, and FreedomWorks. Sponsoring individuals include a great number of people that I admire. And he goes on to list Daniel Ellsberg and a bunch of names I don't recognize. Glenn Greenwald's in there and some other folks. Companies backing the effort include Reddit and Ben & Jerry's. We demand the U.S. Congress reveal the full extent of the NSA spying program, is the basic demand of Stop Watching Us. And I'm sure Congress will care. Oh,
no.
Wait, no, they won't. No protest has ever done anything to change the minds of Congress.
Well, I don't know about change their minds, but has it changed their actions? CISPA or whatever, that certainly stopped that stuff in its tracks.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, although that was an online protest and not an actually, like, in the streets of Washington, D.C. thing.
As far as I'm concerned, the protests, I'll take it where I can get it, and I think that a sufficient amount of noise will stop any program, but I don't
like
know
the bailouts.
But the bailouts just didn't have a sufficient number of
numbers. No, it was like 90% of Americans that were against it.
If
and
people
they
were standing on the street throwing tomatoes at these Congress people while they went down the road, they might have changed their mind. It might very well have been. I'm just saying there wasn't a sufficient amount of outcry, even though
Haig said, and he was, I believe, an advisor to Ronald Reagan, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes.
Indeed. What if people had just said, stop paying their taxes?
Well, boy, now that would be interesting.
Now, that would be a protest.
It sure would
I'm just saying, Ian, that a sufficient...
It would be a ballsy protest. It doesn't take any huevos to go out and wave a sign.
Well, it does take some... It takes plenty of huevos to go out and wave a sign. It takes a much bigger one to stop paying. That's all I'm saying, is that that some things the politicians want more than others. And they definitely really wanted big-time bank bailouts during the bailout. They definitely wanted that.
Well, they certainly don't care about their popularity because their approval rating is dismal. So, I mean, you would think politicians want to be liked by people. That's certainly how the local politicians are around here. They want everybody to like them, but the national ones don't give a flip.
Well, they want to be liked individually. They don't really care about sort of collectively. They understand that collectively they play off of the fact that collectively Congress is disliked, so they attempt to distance themselves from the rest of those, cut purses into, I'm the one standing up for you in this den of thieves. That's the shtick they play.
So back to the story here from Salon.com. He says, I don't oppose the idea of protests. I just know they're not going to change the politicians' minds. Anyway, let's go on. Yet, he says, I cannot support this coalition or the rally. It's fatally compromised by the prominent leadership and participation of the Libertarian Party and other libertarian student groups. Their hardcore ideology stands in direct opposition to almost everything I believe in as a social democrat. The Libertarian Party itself, inaccurately described by Stop Watching Us as a, quote, public advocacy organization, unquote, is a right-wing political party that opposes all gun control laws and public health care, supported the government shutdown, dismisses public education, opposes organized labor, and favors the end of Social Security as we know it, and argues in its formal political manifesto that, quote, we should eliminate the entire social welfare system while supporting, quote, unrestricted competition among banks and depository institutions of all types.
So this is the list that I'm talking about. Now, I'm not against labor unions, and I'm not right-wing, but what I am against is I'm against labor unions using the power of law to be able to have a leg up in their negotiations. In the same way, I don't think management should have a leg up in negotiations. I think that it should be fair and that people should come to a conclusion without the force of law, other than to enforce their contract, I suppose.
All right, so we'll come back with more here because he's got more to say. He's very upset that the Libertarian Party, which is for the most part an irrelevant organization, is involved in this this group of multiple organizations backing this one thrust of, hey, let's ask the NSA to reveal all their spying programs, or I guess Congress reveal it for them. We're coming up. You take control.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about what you want. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More to come from this very upset, as he describes himself, social democrat. He's calling it quits. He's done with this whole activism against the NSA thing. Yeah, he cares about security, or he cares about electronic freedom and everything, but not enough to work with libertarians. And we're going to get back into his reasoning for this here in a moment. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. Get on the air in whatever way you choose.
That guy reminds me of the joke about the environmentalists. Like watermelons, they're green on the outside and red on the inside. This guy doesn't care anything about government encroachment if in some way or another it affects one of his tiny little, you know, pet government programs. He'd rather have the most tyrannical government around as long as it gives him the little government programs that he thinks are important.
Well, he just doesn't want to work with libertarians. He says he would have done work on this issue if it weren't for the presence of the Libertarian Party and a coalition of multiple groups opposing the NSA.
Right. You don't want more people on your team that agree with you on a particular issue.
Well, he has a reason for it. He doesn't want to give any validity to the libertarians. And I suspect that part of his reasoning here in posting this story, I mean, Salon is not a tiny website.
Nope.
I suspect that part of his reasoning here is to try to marginalize the libertarians who are becoming obviously more influential. I mean, the Libertarian Party isn't particularly influential, but the libertarian movement is getting larger and larger, and even the Libertarian Party had record vote totals this last year in the 2012 elections. We'll come back to the story, though, in a moment.
If you want to get the best home loan, you need to get, of course, the best rates, a property that will appraise for the amount that you need, a job or a business of your own that gives you enough income to qualify for the loan, and the ability to take yes for an answer. We now have these great rates. They're nearly at all-time lows. If you have the needed appraised value, the employment that you need, and the earnings, and you can make the decision to move forward, do it now. Next year, just 2 months away, getting a loan will be much harder from the new rules that have already been passed. Don't allow yourself to miss these amazing rates again. Contact Roger Schlesinger, his team of experts there at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The number is 866-288-0088. It's time to pull the trigger on this loan. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
So, Salon.com story here. The author is Tom Watson, and he is calling it quits. He's no longer going to be participating in any, in this particular event, Stop Watching Us. It's happening this Saturday in Washington, D.C., where a fairly large amount of people are to gather and speak and talk and protest regarding the Congress, and they're demanding that Congress reveal what they say is the full extent of the NSA's spying program. Which, of course, probably isn't going to happen. But at the very least, it gives people something to do. And in this case, he's staying home because he does not want to associate himself and be anywhere near anybody from the Libertarian Party. He goes on to say that my progressive friends would take the stage with the representatives of this political movement. Why? The loss is much greater than the gain. Organizers trade their own good names and reputations to stand alongside and convey legitimacy to a party that opposes communitarian participation in liberal society and rejects the very role of government itself. And their own argument for privacy is weakened by the pollution of an ideology that uses its few positive civil liberties positions as a predator uses candy with a child. I don't even know what he's getting at there.
Well, he's suggesting, I mean, okay, this is why I say that conspiracy theories are rife when it comes to politics today. He's suggesting that these political operatives, these right-wing, he used the term, I didn't.
It's ridiculous to call libertarians right-wing.
So he used these right-wing political operatives have changed their social views to lure us in.
And then hit him over the head with economics.
to stab us right in the gut with their economic literacy.
Yeah.
Over and over again, showing us the truth, smacking us in the face with it.
I'm glad you explained that, because that's actually what I was going to suggest was his real fear, was that progressives are going to be hanging out at the same event with libertarians, and they'll have conversations. And if people have conversations with one another, you know what they might find out is that they actually agree on a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
And if they agree on a whole bunch of stuff, maybe they'd be more likely to actually listen to what the other person is saying about some of the things they disagree on, and maybe that'll bring people together. And this guy doesn't want that.
There are more personal. In this situation, people are much more likely to be converted if they have a personal relationship with someone with whom they're speaking.
Sure.
And
as opposed to just seeing someone talk on television like Ron Paul.
Right. There are a lot of people. A lot more liberals that have been converted to libertarianism than you have libertarians that have been converted to liberalism over time. And the
That's
reason
true.
Is that libertarianism allows, is a compromise. Because basically what you hear from the right and the left is, you know, those people on the other side are always wrong.
Mm.
They're always wrong. What the libertarians do is say, look, you're wrong, and you're wrong about half the time. Let's get together. And we can compromise on these issues. Look, you're willing to give up this issue? You're willing to give up this issue? Great. That's my position. You're willing to give up this issue? You're willing to give up that issue? Great. That's my position. And that's what libertarianism allows, is it allows a level of compromise. So when you get a chance to sort of look at this, and you can look at it, oh, is this a level of compromise? Then you can see the points for what they're trying to say.
That's a good point, in that a libertarian, because they agree with conservatives and because they agree with liberals on a variety of issues, just makes them more palatable. It makes them more worthy of being listened to in the first place. And I think the experience of Occupy New Hampshire is particularly relevant to bring up into this discussion, because when I got involved with Occupy Keene and Occupy New Hampshire, my goal was to go and listen. I wanted to know what are people saying? What are the issues? Because the Occupy movement was this very wide-cutting movement. Lots of people were involved because a lot of people are frustrated. They're really upset with the way things are in this country. Maybe they didn't feel like the Tea Party was for them, so they got involved in Occupy. And I wanted to know. I went to the Tea Party, you know, to speak, and I went to the Occupy to actually listen. I didn't really care what the Tea Party people were saying. But
you've heard it all before.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the Occupy movement seemed more grassroots to me. And anyway, what I did was I listened to folks, and eventually, after I'd listened a lot, they asked me what I thought about some things, and I gave them my opinion. I kind of gave them whatever expertise I had about civil disobedience, and because I've been involved in a little bit of that. And made friends with people who would be considered left-wing liberal types. And there was an even more that was just my personal story, but from a wider perspective on Occupy New Hampshire, Occupy New Hampshire was very different from a lot of other Occupies because there was a fairly large libertarian contingent involved in Occupy New Hampshire. And they were... Libertarians are persuasive. If you know a little bit about communication and have practiced communicating these ideas, then you can talk to a liberal or talk to a conservative and kind of speak to them in their language, use terms that they'll understand. Like, you know, if you're talking to a liberal, you want to talk about helping the little guy and, you know, social freedoms. And if you're talking with a conservative, you want to talk about business and tax freedoms and, you know, et cetera.
Well, religious freedom, too, things. In a lot of cases.
Right, sure, religious freedom. So, you know, you can talk to these folks on their in their terms, and that helps communicate these ideas. So what ended up happening in New Hampshire was there was a split. There was a schism of Occupy New Hampshire. There were a certain core group, people like this guy who are writing this this article, Tom Watson, people like him who were really upset that libertarians were involved in Occupy New Hampshire. And by the way, a significant portion of Occupy New Hampshire was very upset that this was going on. He could obviously see this individual who was kind of leading this group of, like, let's call them hardcore socialists, that he could see that there was headway being made as far as bringing people on board with some ideas. So he announced that he was going to form his own Occupy. They were going to form a corporation, which was particularly ironic, considering that Occupy in general seemed to be kind of anti-corporate. But this leader in the Occupy New Hampshire movement broke away, took like five people with him, and they went off and disappeared and became completely irrelevant. And now a bunch of those occupiers have been coming to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and are really good friends. We're coming up.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. vitamins, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And of course, don't forget, if you like this program, if you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and what we're doing is bringing the ideas of liberty to the airwaves in the United States and beyond, 7 days or nights per week, depending on where you are when you're listening. But we are there unlike any other radio program. There is no one else doing this to the consistency, to the level that we are. We're on over 125 radio stations from coast to coast. We've got satellite delivery, we've got internet delivery, and you can help us out by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com because it costs a lot of money to run this show. And we want to do outreach. We want to do advertising. We want to contact more radio stations to get to 200 and then 300 and 400 affiliates. All of this is possible, but it takes effort and it takes money. And what we want to do is hire our co-host from Monday nights, Daryl. We've actually already hired him technically. We brought him on board as an affiliate relations person, which is what I do every morning, as I call radio stations and introduce them to the show. And so he is doing that with me now. So we now have two people doing this job. And we can have that continue if we raise enough money to have that continue. And the way we're doing that is some generous donors have stepped up and offered to match your contribution.
So if you would like to help with this project, you can give us $5 a month through the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Or if you got some Bitcoins you want to throw at us, feel free to go to the Bitcoin tip jar, toss some Bitcoins in there. The Bitcoins will be matched. The AMP dollars will be matched up to a total of $950 per month. So if you've been waiting, if you've been thinking about amping Free Talk Live, now you've got an even better reason to do it.
Right. Something specific. And your money's going to be matched.
You're going to get the money's doubled.
And we need you now.
Yeah, so gosh, it sure would be appreciated. Thank you in advance. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, too, like access to the AmpLink call-in lines, AmpLink forum and podcast. So again, amp.freetalklive.com. This guy is upset at salon.com. Tom Watson, he is throwing in the towel. He is not coming to the Stop Watching Us event in Washington, D.C. because the Libertarian Party has affiliated itself with this coalition group. I mean, the Stop Watching Us is a coalition group, meaning pretty much anybody who wants to get on board. I mean, hopefully they would say no to the racists or something, like if the KKK wanted to come on board. But, you know, anybody who wants to come on can come on board with this coalition, and they might be able to have a speaking part in this particular protest that's going to happen this Saturday. And this guy is giving us his reasons as to why he is opposing it. And the reason is he just doesn't want to have people contact libertarians because they might suck them in with their position on civil liberties and then teach them a thing or two about economics.
Well, he says that he doesn't want to give credence is what his terminology was, I believe. And we had Cory Doctorow on the show some time ago. It's been years. Talking about one of his books and that I thought was really good. Little Brother, I believe, was
and
what
he's
it
kind
was.
Of a lefty.
And he's a lefty, but he's also on like the board of the Electronic Freedom Foundation, and he said in that interview that like the head guy at the EFF, libertarian. So exactly where do you draw the line if you're going to stop, I mean, you know.
Well, right, because he lauded the Electronic Frontier Foundation in the beginning portion of his article.
He also said Freedom Works.
And
which
Freedom
is,
Works, which isn't really a liberty organization, is it? Isn't it more kind of right-wing?
I mean, they tend to work more with Republicans and like Glenn Beck and that kind
but
of
thing. But his only objection here is to the Libertarian Party, and he goes on with his rationale. So he says, it's an abandonment of core principles, in my view. Out of anger over Edward Snowden's still recent revelations about the NSA and its spying activity, particularly domestic access to telephone and online networks and metadata, it represents trading long-held beliefs in social and economic justice for a current hot-button issue that, while clearly...
Now, I'd like to point out that social and economic justice, these are more perverted terms, because the fact is that some people believe in social justice through voluntary means. I didn't realize this before I joined the Quaker, the Religious Society of Friends, but in fact, social justice to them does not necessarily mean government programs. It just means treating your, you know, treating people in what you consider a just and fair way. Now, you know, I might have some differences with what they consider to be a just way. But if it's voluntary, it's for me. I don't care. Yeah. You know, if you think it's whatever.
Well, and I think that's the real concern here, whether he understands this or not, is that if progressives come around libertarians often enough and enough conversations occur, then with good communication, the word is going to get to the progressives that, hey, look, libertarians like peace. Libertarians like charity. We like to help our fellow man, at least the ones I know. I mean, I'm sure there's some real jerk libertarians out there who just want to, you know, keep all their money under their mattress or whatever.
Well, but, Christopher Lawless was telling a story about how he was, some elected position in his town to me at one of the Liberty forums, and he said that one of his fellow elected officials was shocked to realize that he would give money to voluntary projects that this guy was into. He just thought he was a jerk that wasn't interested in, these charities. Well, because these people have government and charity collapsed in.
Right. When they hear you say you don't like taxes, they think that means you just want to keep all your money. And that's not true. I give money to local charities here in town, and I would like to give more money to local charities. But if I'm giving money to taxes, I only have so much that I can give to a charity. And I believe the charities do a better job. So anyway, if this communication gets to progressives and says, hey, look, well, look, here's how we can help people who need help without threatening our neighbors. That's all the libertarians really are saying, is stop the threats. Can't we just help each other on our own without having some criminal gang out there threatening us with stealing of our homes or taking us away from our freedoms and putting us in cages if we don't want to support the exact same programs that that somebody else who's in a position of power wants to? Anyway, he goes on with his concerns. So back to the Salon piece. While clearly of concern to all Americans, this hot-button issue doesn't come close to trumping a host of other issues, areas that require the long game of electoral politics and organizing. Going
right.
all
this
in.
Hot button issue of, I don't know, you know, freedom on the internet.
Yeah. It's not important enough to him.
It's completely trumped by whatever the long game is, you know, where I want the government intruding on other people's lives.
Going all in with the libertarian purists is a fatal and unnecessary
compromise.
What
does all in mean?
I mean, apparently people, hanging out with them on a Saturday protest.
Right, you know, having one protest.
Having a coalition group, including a libertarian group. Anyway, reform, he says, is clearly
the butthurt is strong in this one.
But the presence of anti-government laissez-faire wingers at the beating heart of the privacy movement will surely sour the very political actors that movement desperately needs to make actual and not symbolic link-bait progress in its fight. I speak of the progressive movement and the Democratic Party, of course. For those whose feet still touch the ground, the path to NSA reform so clearly lies inside the Democrats' big tent and runs through its liberal wing. And because we are a liberal republic whose central government is not leaving the landscape anytime soon, which is the libertarians' fondest goal, change must also run through an elected Congress. Indeed, Stop Watching Us explicitly acknowledges that fact. On the same page, it proudly lists the Libertarian Party along with two libertarian youth groups, Young Americans for Liberty and Students for Liberty, as sponsoring partners. Reading these groups' websites surfaces another reason why Stop Watching Us should have rejected their participation in a progressive coalition. Common sense. Let's look at Young Americans for Liberty. The section entitled Ron Paul's Endorsement Should Be a Tip-Off. So this is from their website, YAL. There's only one L in there. YALiberty.org. Quote, back in the 1960s, an influential youth movement formed around another anti-establishment presidential candidate. His name was Barry Goldwater.
Yeah.
The organization was called Young Americans for Freedom, and without it, we may never have seen Ronald Reagan in the White House. I have hopes for Young Americans for Liberty and wish them a similar fortune. This is the quote, the excerpt from Ron Paul's endorsement
right.
for Young Americans for Liberty. So there's pandering there, by the way. I mean, because Ron Paul should know that Ronald Reagan was a huge increasing factor to the federal government.
Yes.
Humongous.
But he's also full of great quotes, and Ron Paul's got
which is why I say it's pandering.
It is, but look, let's be clear here. Most people think of Ronald Reagan as a small government guy, even though he wasn't. So now, 30 years later or whatever, you can address the fact that people believe he's small government, or you can try to tear down that sacred cow, but
I'll take the latter, because I don't like to play pretend.
I gotcha. But it's a little bit, it's pandering, certainly. And, you know, it allows this guy to say,
make
hey,
a
look,
point.
Barry Goldwater,
mm-hmm.
Ronald Reagan.
Right, it allows him to say right wing, which, of course, anybody that looks at liberty positions could see, wait a minute, total drug decriminalization, ending the wars overseas. These are not right wing positions. Of course, they're also not Democratic positions either. Plenty of Democrats support the drug war, and plenty of them support war. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. And I'm not even a fan of the Libertarian Party, by the way. We'll come back with more in hour two. Coming up.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident, suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.